So what would others say about the fleece?
I wanted to suggest that it's interesting to me where he put the fleece. There was many different places where he could have put it and asked the Lord to demonstrate his that he was in the right way. But he puts it on the threshing floor. He puts it on the same place where God had been faithful before in providing for his needs. And we already spoke about that. That speaks to us about the Word of God. So I want to suggest and challenge us to prove God on the basis of his own word. You know, the scripture says in the Psalms that he honors his word, or he magnifies his word above his name. And so we can prove, and not only use the word challenge, but we can prove God on the basis of his own word. He loves it when we come to him and we say, this is what the word says. I'm doing it based on the way you say. Now, show me, you know, and in mercy and in his grace and his faithfulness to us, he does reveal himself on the basis of his own word. But you know what? It wasn't just on his word. He asked what only God could do. He asked almost something that was impossible for anybody to do. So we can say on the basis of his own work, only God can do this miracle where a small piece of wool will be wet and everything else will be dry. And then not even just that it was wet, but it was enough to drain it. And it was so much there. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So may we be encouraged to take God's word before him and remind him of what his word says. And he's going to prove his faithfulness to us time and again.
So Uncle Emil, I can't call you that. The thought of Gideon attempting to test with the fleece, does that not bring out in a sense really that he wants to have demonstrated to him the greatness of the sovereignty of God? Not that he distrusted his sovereignty, but how important at times for us to get a fresh apprehension and appreciation of how God sovereignly acts and moves according to his own mind. Gideon is not attempting to regulate God. Gideon just seeks to have a reassurance in his own soul as to how God acts sovereignly from himself, of himself, and for himself.
And Uncle David, this is really the point. I think what David is saying, and Chuck, is it is good that as we are progressing to kind of take a stop and get a reassurance in our soul of where we're going. Look, this man is going for a big thing here. Yeah. That wasn't a little something. And again, he was a timid and feared man, and it's a good thing. So now he goes to God and he said, look, I need confirmation here. You have told me that I will go and save the children of Israel and fight those Midianites. You told me that. Now, he doesn't go and tell God, don't go to God and ask him, is it okay to marry an unbeliever? Give me a reassurance. Mm-hmm. I think Tony was touching on that. Don't do that. Don't go and ask God, well, confirm to me that it's okay to date and to marry an unbeliever. Don't go and waste your time, because that's not what the Word of God is saying. He is going for confirmation, for reassurance in his own soul about God's ways. Show me thy sovereignty. Show me thy strength. I know you are able, but my faith is weak. Mm-hmm. My faith is like a mustard seed. It's really weak. I believe, but help thou my unbelief. You know, I'm young, I'm little, it's a big battle. Please help me, confirm it to me. You know, in the school of God, God is so wonderful. He said, okay, no problem. What do you want? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask it one more time, and maybe we'll get back on what that means. And God said, no problem, Gideon. I will confirm it to you. You're going to do my will? You're going to obey me? I will delight to help you out every way you want, because you're going to win the victory.
I was thinking of that verse that says, be anxious for nothing. He was looking for confirmation, but I think he also wanted to make sure that he wasn't running ahead of God. And I think sometimes as young people, you know, you see this company that had gathered behind him. It would have been very easy for Gideon to say, let's charge. When you go back and you look at some of the other previous chapters where Ehud ran to Mount Ephraim, he blew the trumpet, they immediately went down upon the men of Moab. But here, Gideon pulls up and he says, I want to be doubly sure. And I love that verse, be anxious for nothing, but with all prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, we make our requests known unto God.
What a wonderful evidence of growth in the life of Gideon. I want you to look back at verse 15 and see the difference. He said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Now that's quite different than verse 36. 36 is not talking about Gideon saving Israel. 36 is saying, if thou wilt save Israel. There's a big difference. One was work Gideon was doing. The other was the work that God was doing. If thou wilt save Israel. But then Gideon realizes, and this is the lesson for us today, that God is using men and women to do His work. He's using those empowered by the Spirit of God to give His word, to influence others, to help others along the way. This is all that he's asking for. If thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. Now those last five words or so, four words, make it seem like, well, this is kind of double talk. But I want us to remember that Gideon was not living in our dispensation. I'll say again, I believe there will be instances in your life as you grow up and you get into your upper teens and into the 20s where you really feel, and I'm telling you especially as you have a family and children, where you need a confirmation. Let's say it honestly, a confirmation for the weakness of our own faith. Lord, I want you to confirm to me that this is what you want me to do at this time. We're my wife and I, with our children. We want to know that you are leading in this pathway. I want to tell you, how wonderful is our God. In condescending grace, He comes and He doesn't just give Gideon a smidgen of water. He doesn't give him just a little bit there so Gideon would know that this thing is damp. This is the way we would work. Well, you don't believe what I'm telling you? Haven't you been listening to what I've said? Haven't you been looking at what I've been doing? No. God, it says, He says, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor. And if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon earth, all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel as thou hast said. And it was so. For he rose up early on the morrow, and he thrust the fleece together, and wringed the dew out of the fleece. How much, young people? Isn't that wonderful? Could there be any doubt in Gideon's mind now that here is a bowl full of water as evidence to what God was going to do?